the rest of the story. The Pan American Exposition of 1901 was in Buffalo, New York, a world's fair displaying all of the wonders of the then world. And there were wonders even then, most of 100 years ago. Thousands of visitors converged. Midst all the exhibits on the afternoon of September 6th, there was a senseless shooting on the fairgrounds. A man in the crowd produced from a dirty wrapping cloth a .32 caliber Ivor Johnson revolver, and he shot this other fellow twice, in the chest and in the abdomen. Now, the Pan American Exposition had its own ambulance, its own emergency facilities on the ground. So minutes later, the gunshot victim was at the first aid station, stretched out on a table in severe shock from loss of blood. A prominent Buffalo surgeon, Dr. Matthew Mann, summoned, arrived, examined the patient. One bullet had grazed the ribs, bounced away more or less harmlessly. The other bullet had opened a serious wound in the abdomen. That bullet was still in there. Dr. Mann said he must operate immediately. The afternoon light was fading. The electric lighting was poor. A surgical assistant borrowed a hand mirror and used that to reflect the rays of the setting sun to throw as much light as possible on the patient's abdominal cavity. The gunshot man was in his late 50s, appeared to have been in good health, but the bullet had punctured both the front and back walls of the stomach. Though Dr. Mann could suture the tears and clean out the peritoneal cavity, he could not find the bullet. And after looking around and feeling around, he was still unable to locate the bullet. So he closed the incision and covered it with a sterile dressing. The patient, still unconscious, was carried to a nearby house. You were considered safer in a private home than in a hospital in those days. In a second-floor room, he was put to bed. That was September 6. A week later, he's getting no better. The bullet somewhere inside him had caused an infection. The patient was given violent purgatives to try to flush the infection from his system. On the morning of the 12th of September, the patient collapsed. He was revived. At 2:15 in the morning of September 14, he died. Now, how might this gunshot victim of 90 years ago be treated today? Well, I asked former President Reagan's personal physician, Dr. T. Burton Smith, that question. And he says today, we would promptly locate and remove the bullet, suture the wounds, insert a sterile drain to carry away any pancreatic fluid or blood or infectious material. Instead of all of those enemas and laxatives, we would give him intravenous fluid to make certain that he was adequately hydrated. We'd correct any electrolytic imbalance. But most significantly, we would be able to locate the bullet with X-ray and remove it and prevent the subsequent infection. That's the way we treat such a gunshot victim today, and the man would be back at work within 3 weeks. And that brings us to the rest of the story. That September day, at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, within 100 yards of this senseless shooting, there was a scientific display of a promising new device called X-ray. It could see inside a person, the inventor said. But to the medical profession of 1901, it was a curiosity, little more. So it was not used, and the hidden bullet remained hidden, and President McKinley died. Now you know the rest of the story.